this rocky road, wondering where my life is leading, rolling on to the bitter end, finding out along the way what it takes to keep love living. You should know how it feels, my friend. Ooh, I want you to stay.
Bad Company, Ready for Love. Jason's classic cut, 10:07, the Jerry Bader Show. Judge in Phoenix ordered a dog sentenced to life in prison. I don't know how else to describe it. It badly mauled a four-year-old boy. Broken eye socket, years of reconstructive surgery, eye socket and jaw, months for sure. I think this was a mistake. Now, I often say I think pit bulls, and this is being reported as being a pit bull, I often believe they get a bad rap. Okay, this is a vicious dog. It should have been put down. This is an idiot judge following the protests of idiot animal rights kooks who think it's better to leave a dog in captivity for the rest of its life, not being allowed to roam free and be with the family. That, to me, is far more cruel than killing it. As Mary writes, you may have animal lovers that disagree with you, but it won't be those of us with a farm background. We know that Disney animals aren't real. We understand the pure joy of dogs who are free to be dogs. And just as important, we know that once a dog gets a taste for blood, that's the way it's going to be. There are a couple of other good ones there, Jason. Jerry, I am an animal rights person, not kook. I agree. The dogs should have been humanely euthanized. What the judge did is more mean and more cruel than what the dog did. Sentencing a dog to life in a cold concrete cell without love, without human interaction, and not knowing why. When a human gets put there, they know why the hell they're there. A dog doesn't. And this is where we have to stop equating dogs with humans. Without warmth of a person's touch is like sentencing a human to life of solitary confinement. Worse, because even in solitary, the person knows why they are there, but I get his point. The dog will go mad with depression. That's very inhumane. And that's the thing. And this shows you how single-minded animal rights people can be. They think this is a victory for the dog. Keeping an animal in a cage, small, not like a zoo, for the rest of its life is cruel. I agree completely. Jerry, bring an old farm boy here. The dog would have been killed at the time of the attack. Flipping Nuts. This could be my favorite one. Yeah, just the title, I mean. The dog should have been put down. There are occasions where it isn't the dog's fault. That's true. And even blaming the babysitter, it's a vicious dog. Whatever led to it, this is something from which you cannot come back. And this frustrates me, people who don't understand animals. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Marie in Green Bay. Marie, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I work in a local animal shelter, and I can tell you some of the sweetest dogs are pit bulls. So this has nothing to do with pit bulls. And what we do see is if a dog is in a shelter for too long, it will go crazy if it's locked up, and there's obviously something already wrong with this dog, so there's probably a good chance that it's going to bite one of the shelter workers once it gets kenneled.
But you just, okay, so you said you volunteer at the shelter, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, so you're familiar with animals. You know that. This is what frustrates me. People who really don't understand animals, who claim to be acting on behalf of animals and try to equate them to humans. You're right. Why do you think we call them rescue dogs?
Exactly, and by law around here, we have to euthanize a dog that's bit because it's dangerous to the society and to itself.
Marie, thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. This is a point that isn't made often enough. These animal rights idiots who apparently got to this idiot judge really don't understand animals. There was a story a while back where a sea lion had made its way up to, I want to say the San Diego shore, but I certainly would be corrected by that, and It had been there since it was, do you call baby seals pups? I think you do. I'm willing to be corrected on that. It had been there since it was a baby, or a sea lion, not a seal. I think it was a sea lion. I'm not even sure on that. But anyway, it had acclimated to humans, and it played with humans. Now it weighed about 600 pounds, and when it played with humans, it threatened to drown them. Authorities, animal authorities, tried to bring it way out into the ocean so it would reacclimate to its natural habitat. Well, they were furious. Don't take away our pet. This woman almost drowned because the playful animal didn't know any better. People, I'm telling you, everybody should have to spend 6 weeks of their life on a farm just to understand what animals are and how they work. It's simply amazing to me. Tim in Waupaca. Tim, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I agree with you 100% that the dog should be humanely put down. That's the best thing for the dog. Going to prison, as you call it, is extremely cruel. What I think is a sidebar to this, I feel sorry for the babysitter that she was called out as not doing her job. This is why they call it a babysitter. Her responsibility is not the dog, it's the child. And they have to be in charge or be accused of not taking control of the dog and shirking in her duties as far as the babysitter, I think was a cruel sidebar to this whole thing.
I
agree that the dog should be put down.
I think that, Tim, that's a very valid point is, and this is where the, and I'll admit not all animal rights people are animal rights kooks, but a lot of them are. Look, I mean, I'm animal rights to a degree that if someone isn't feeding for a dog and caring for a dog, that dog should be taken away. I'm okay with that. Cruel behavior to an animal is not acceptable. But to think that this is better for the dog than putting it down shows you don't know a damn thing about animals. There is nothing merciful about what was done to this dog. The more merciful thing would be to humanely put the animal down. Now, there are those, well, is that true for the death penalty and life in prison? There are convicts who chose the death, Gary Gilmore, chose the death penalty. Didn't want to spend the rest of his life in prison. But again, that's apples to oranges. They're not humans. Ed in Green Bay. Ed, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. I have to take issue with a couple things that you said. Number one, you stated that a dog that tastes blood cannot be turned back.
I didn't say that. An emailer did.
Oh, okay. I apologize for that. Because the fact of the matter is that I don't think there's a dog living in the world today that hasn't tasted blood before its first birthday. The fact is that puppies nip. And they will nip and they will break the skin and taste blood. That does not, however, excuse the actions of this dog. But what about the responsibility of the owner of the dog? You know, the dog being put in jail, which I think, yes, is inhumane. But the responsibility of the owner, I think, is far more onus than even what the dog did. Because the dog had to have been trained a certain way, which could also mean a lack of training.
Or in some other way treated, possibly, and I don't know, so I'm not going to say what absolutely must have happened, but treated it in another way that led to aggression.
Yeah, exactly, and that's my third point, is what did the child do?
And we don't know, but I'm also not going to blame the child. Whatever the motivating factors is, when a dog attacks that way, I think it should be put down, and I don't believe in those mitigating circumstances. It's a vicious attack. I mean, you know, unless I can't say that exclusively. Let me see. Where is the actual? See, the version I have doesn't describe exactly what happened. A listener says the dog was chained up in the yard and they let the kid tease the dog. Well, we don't really know that either. That's what the defenders of the dog are saying. We don't know exactly. We know that it was teasing the dog. But I will tell you that if a dog reacts to teasing that way, it needs to be put down. As for the tasting blood part, let me say one more thing about that. I don't know if I've ever told the story on the air. It's graphic. I want to warn you. Okay, we let our farm dogs run loose. And we also had, we were kind of anachronistic, and we sort of kind of had cows out to pasture. A cow was freshening. Those of you, if you don't know what it is when a cow freshens, that's when a cow gives birth. As the calf was emerging from the cow, now this is graphic. This is very graphic. This dog ate the tongue out of the newborn calf. My dad had to put down the calf. As soon as it was born, he had to put down the calf because it wasn't going to be able to suckle. It wasn't going to be able to do anything. And the Sears and Roebuck 12-gauge followed shortly, I mean shortly thereafter, because Dad was convinced that that dog could not be trusted again. That has been the traditional belief system. All right. Mickey's owner, hang on, I want to read that because that wasn't in the version I had. Mickey's owner was the son of Kevin's babysitter. Mickey was tied to an 18-foot-long chain and kept in a doghouse in the common area of the babysitter's Phoenix apartment complex. Guadalupe Villa, whose boyfriend's mother is Kevin's babysitter, was at the apartment complex day of the attack. Villa brought her 5-year-old son there, and he and Kevin were playing near the dog. Kevin walked within the radius of the 18-foot chain, and the dog attacked Kevin from behind. There's nothing saying he teased the dog. And nobody was there. No, nobody can really substantiate that. Exactly what he did. I'm telling you, no teasing, you know, beyond doing severe physical pain to the dog. It's amazing to me. All right, to Bill, amazing that people, well, it's not the dog's fault. You can't keep a dog that does that. But this just shows the ignorance of animal rights lovers. Well, no, this is, you know, animal rights, I should say. Kooks, not animal lovers. I didn't mean to do that. I'm an animal lover. But to think that this is better for the dog. Bill and Wapaka, go ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
I got two takes on this. I was, years back, I was up in Boulder Junction visiting my daughter. We were at a beach. These people had a pit bull, and that dog got along with every kid down there. You'd throw sticks out there, the dog would bring them back to him. And then when I was, 13 years old and had a sentinel route back down in southern Wisconsin, there was a dog, big St. Bernard, Bruno. I could walk up to him and pet him, and he'd greet me every day. There was kids that teased him all the time, and he finally bit one of the kids, and he was ordered put down because the kid's teasing him.
Well, and that can, you know, we had a dog previously where we suspected that, and I understand that human behavior, taunting a dog, teasing a dog, can lead to aggressive behavior. It's unlikely, though, that it will be trained out of a dog once it's there, whether it's the dog's fault or not. I'm a firm believer when you have a vicious animal, irrespective of the reason behind it, you put the animal down. And that anybody in the animal rights kook crowd thinks this is a victory shows how clueless they are. I actually feel sorry for the dog in this regard. It should be put down. There is nothing desirable about the life of this dog. Nick on the road. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, I got two comments. I don't care if it's a pit bull or what it is. If my black lab ever bit a kitty, he'd be gone. And I used to work for a place called Medivans, and we used to take handicapped people. And she had a big sign on it said, "Beware of dogs." So I knocked the door. She told me to come in. Put my hand down by the dog. He's wiggling his tail. She's like, "Can you grab this for me?" I went to grab it. The dog grabbed me by the side. Wouldn't let go. I punched him in the head. He grabbed me by the arm. I kicked him in the head. I called the cops. The cops were like, "Oh, my God, that's a horrible bite." And the dog got sent down to Milwaukee. I was the fifth person that got bit by that dog. If the dog would have been put down the first time, I would have never got attacked. And who knows? I don't even know if the dog has been put down yet. And what happened if it would have been a little kid? Yeah, and it wasn't a pit bull. It was just a mixed breed dog.
That's where I think the pit bull conversation is just not relevant here at all. I think that dog should be put down as well. All right. I've got 5 minutes. Yeah, I can do this in 5 minutes from now, Jason, the President Obama audio. Let's do that. It's 10:21.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.